Moneyball: The Art of Winning an Unfair Game is a nonfiction book by Michael Lewis. Overview. Moneyball: The Art of Winning an Unfair Game is a nonfiction book by Michael Lewis that chronicles the rise of the Oakland Athletics baseball team and their unorthodox approach to talent scouting and team management in the early 2000s. The book focuses on the team's general manager, Billy Bean, and his use of advanced statistical analysis, or sabermetrics, to identify undervalued players and build a winning team on a shoestring budget. Key takeaways. Sabermetrics. The central focus of Moneyball is sabermetrics, a statistical approach to baseball analysis that emphasizes objective, evidence-based evaluations of player performance. Sabermetrics was pioneered by Bill James, a passionate baseball fan and self-taught statistician who sought to challenge conventional wisdom and traditional scouting methods by using data to identify players who had been overlooked or undervalued. Bean and his team used advanced stats like on-base percentage, OBP, and slugging percentage, SLG, to identify players who had a high likelihood of getting on base or hitting for power, regardless of other factors like age, size, or draft position. By focusing on these undervalued players, Bean was able to build a winning team despite having a fraction of the budget of larger market teams. The draft. One of the key elements of Bean's approach was his emphasis on drafting high school players instead of college players. Bean believed that younger players were more malleable and more likely to be undervalued by traditional scouts. He also believed that college statistics could be misleading, as they were often skewed by factors like playing in weaker conferences or on teams with weaker schedules. To identify high school talent, Bean relied on a team of scouts who were willing to embrace sabermetrics and use data to identify promising young players. Bean also developed a system of slotting, or assigning a specific dollar value to each draft position, which allowed him to maximize the value of his picks and allocate more money to high-value players. The value of defense. Another key element of Bean's approach was his emphasis on defense. While most teams focused on hitting and pitching, Bean recognized that defensive plays could be just as important for winning games. He used advanced metrics like ultimate zone rating, UZR, and defensive runs saved, DRS, to identify players who were strong defenders, and he made a point of drafting and signing players who were strong on defense as well as offense. By focusing on defense, Bean was able to build a team that was strong on all fronts and that had a higher likelihood of winning games, even with lower scoring offenses. Challenging conventional wisdom. One of the overarching themes of Moneyball is the importance of challenging conventional wisdom and being willing to embrace new ideas, even in the face of resistance from traditionalists. Bean was able to build a successful team by looking beyond the traditional metrics and scouting methods and instead focusing on data-driven analysis and objective evaluations of player performance. The success of Bean's approach has since sparked a revolution in baseball and other sports, as teams have increasingly turned to advanced statistical analysis and objective evaluation methods to build winning teams. Conclusion. Overall, Moneyball is a fascinating and engaging read that offers valuable insights into the world of sports, business, and innovation. The book's focus on sabermetrics, Bean's unconventional approach to drafting and team building, and his willingness to challenge conventional wisdom are all key takeaways that can be applied to a wide range of fields and industries. Whether you're a sports fan or not, Moneyball is a must-read for anyone interested in the power of data-driven analysis and innovation.